Hello, welcome to Fulfilled After 40, the podcast. I'm Chris Kendall, your host. Today we are going to be talking with Michelle Bell about her new coaching practice and some of the things that she's experiencing as she gets that ready to launch. So, Michelle, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, what is your niche going to be? What are you, where are you at? What are you thinking?
Well, my niche is going to be working with just people who are in their process of like self transformation, or I call it self reflection, and mainly those who are like facing challenges in how they are viewed in their personal and their work relationships. And my goal was to try to help them develop a higher sense of security in their identity, to enhance their self-awareness, and also to kind of help boost their confidence.
Okay. So that's a lot of stuff
Yes.
that you're gonna, that's great. Okay. And when you say people, do you have a like very best case scenario, your very, very best type of client, who that might be? Is it a man or a woman or a certain age or a certain career or profession or anything like that?
That has changed. The more I go through the program, the more that has changed. Initially, I said all people, but I'm mainly focused on people who are in their professional environments, like working individuals,
Okay.
individuals who work and also have to maintain a work-life balance, especially as women, because I'm really kind of focusing on women, but I would definitely, work with men also. But women, we have that work-life balance. We have an expectation at work and we have an expectation at home. And sometimes we kind of get lost or lose ourselves in between.
Yeah.
So kind of help us, kind of get more grounded, in who we are and not define ourselves, well, I'm just a mom, or I have to be this way at work. Who do you want to be? So
Yeah.
that's more what I'm focusing on.
Okay, good. And I think that's really important. Just because you have a an ideal audience, that doesn't mean you can't work with other people, right?
Yes.
So like this example, Fulfilled After 40, my ideal client is a woman over 40, but that doesn't mean if you're 38, if you're 32, if you're 17, I can't help you or talk to you or, any of that kind of thing, right? Like, so if your ideal client is a woman, maybe with a family, because you're kind of balancing, teaching her how to balance all of the things. And so what kind of an age range do you think the very perfect, customer client might be?
I think the age range, maybe between 30 and 45,
Yep, I would
would be the
agree with that.
perfect age range because
Yeah, that's
they've had
definitely.
some life experiences by the time they're 30. They've had to balance already. So just trying to get back grounded to make sure that they're not losing themselves in the process, I think that's a good age to start with.
Yes, perfect. And it'll help you a lot if you kind of go in and build this persona around that woman in that age range who has a professional career. So she isn't just working anywhere, right? She's a, professional, maybe white collar kind of a job. And then so you can tailor your marketing around that. Your messaging will be based on that. Now, again, other people will see that and want in, and that's great. You don't have to turn anyone away, but it'll really help you focus on just kind of picking one and going with
Yes.
it, and everyone else is gravy.
I agree. It's interesting you say that because we do have a avatar that we use, and we actually develop a client, based on who we are looking to work with, and we use that to develop our program. So that's something that I'm working on right now. I have developed her. Her name is Jordan. I
Great.
have developed Jordan, but I'm learning so much. And I want to really kind of perfect, making Jordan my ideal client.
Okay, excellent. And then when you have Jordan on the phone or in front of you, you meet her somewhere, and you say to her, "Well, this is what I do." Is there like one sentence that you think can kind of sum up? You'll do lots of stuff. You'll do lots of stuff, but what is the one or two sentences that you really want to convey that makes you will make her, be like, yeah, I gotta work with Michelle.
That's a good question. I haven't come up with a one sentence, a one liner. I've been thinking about that because I know my niche is pretty long. But I do want to help people to become more emotionally intelligent and to gain more self-awareness.
Okay.
And
So
just
when you
have
say,
to.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, just after explaining like what emotional intelligence is to people, as far as how you show up, I really want to work with people on how they show up and feeling comfortable and confident in how they show up in their work life and in their home life.
Okay. So let's put, this together. So Jordan is 37. She's got a couple kids at home. They're probably kind of youngish in school. She's got a partner, we'll assume. She works in an office, 8 to 5 kind of a thing. And then she's got the sports and the homework and the dinner time and all the stuff that she's got to balance when she gets home. So what do you think when she's going to work with you, what are the things on her mind that she's saying, like, but I just need to get these things dealt with? Like, if this it gets fixed, or if this problem gets solved, or if I figure out how to do this better, everything will be easier.
That's a good question. I would pretty much ask Jordan, what do you want to do first? Because there's things that as parents, as mothers, that we feel like we have to do. But sometimes we have to come down, like we don't have to do things. We do things because we want to. And if this is something you want to do, getting her to kind of think of ways of how could you make it a priority, but also make it something that is not a negative task. Like, oh my God, I have to do this. Oh, well, I have to. How can we change our mindset towards it? How can we change our mindset towards it? How can we change how we look at all of our different responsibilities? What can we let go of? Or what can we outsource? How can you manage what you have and be okay with not being the want to do everything?
Okay. So would you say that your specialty would maybe be to help professional women refocus some of their priorities to their home life versus professional, or is the goal to help professional women like climb the ladder while still maintaining a family life and some balance?
The
Like,
way
is there
I
a
s
priority? Yeah.
yes, the way I see it is I'm look at it more as they're, not lost, but there are so many things going on that we kind of are just going with the flow. So the life circumstances are pulling us in different directions, and we've given that control and pretty much taking your control back of your life. Professional women to taking control back of their life. Making choices about where they want to go, what they want to do, how they want to be seen, instead of just being the typical, oh, she's the working mom, she's a sports mom. Like, who are you? Like, what is your identity? So helping them to develop their own identity, with all the things that they are also working with.
Okay, I like that. And I like that as a sort of a reclaim yourself while still providing for your family and your professional needs or something like that. If there's a way that you can kind of sum up that the first thing that you want them to think about and to worry about is themselves and find themselves beyond everything else. Because when we first started talking and you mentioned, professional women and work-life balance, I was thinking more of a professional track, like you're trying to help them grow their business, grow their career, become VP, become CEO, whatever, like grow their professional side around everything else in spite of or in addition to the other stuff. But it sounds like that's secondary, or maybe it's tertiary, right? Maybe their self is first, their family and their home priorities as secondary, and then professional and everything else works around them. Yeah.
Self is first. It's more so focusing on self. How you
Yeah.
show
Okay.
up. How do you want to be perceived? How do you want to be viewed? How are you viewed now, and how is that impacting you?
Okay. Good. Yeah. No, that's great. And that I think is something that you can, if you keep that in mind, this self first, or yeah, prioritizing yourself in your messaging. And when you do come up with this, when you're thinking about what your niche is, make that the priority. Like, that's the first thing you say in addition to all the other stuff. Okay. All right. Okay. So we kind of know who your target audience is and what you can help them achieve. So what are some of the things that you imagine your your system is going to be? Are you doing like one-on-one or group, or what is your program?
Initially, I would definitely do one-on-one, so that I can kind of see what some of the what are some of the issues that people are bringing in. What are some of the tools that will be useful? What tools do I need in my toolbox to help individuals? Because when you even though you have a group, you're going to have individuals within a group. So just kind of getting the feel of working with individuals, understanding what their needs are, trying to kind of get to the root of the problem. I think focusing on that is important for me to do first before I branch off into groups.
Okay, I think that's great. So the goal will be one-on-one coaching
Yes.
programs. Okay. And then in these, are you developing some of these tools, or are you getting them from other programs that you're in, the Coach Kelly, and do some of those already exist, and where are the tools coming from?
I haven't quite gotten that far in the course, but some of the tools I will be developing myself, because I have some tools that I want to use that before I even get to the tools that I'm going to learn in the program. Like for me, self-awareness is important. I believe that it actually is a catalyst for us and our just self-reflection. So helping the women have more self-awareness, I think that's important. So that's something that's a Michelle thing. I haven't learned that in the program. It's something that I feel as a person that's important. And understanding who you are and how you show up, that's where the emotional intelligence comes in. Sometimes we struggle because there are so many different people looking at us from, work, sports, mom, wife, friend, from so many different avenues and so many different angles that, we got to know who we are and how are we showing up in those different areas. So some of those tools are going to be Michelle tools, and then I'll see what tools that I learn as I go through my program.
And that would be great. Some of the self-awareness, like if you were to come up with a lead magnet that is maybe like a short quiz or something like that to get people thinking, that could be something unique that only you're offering, because there's lots of coaches out there, and we're all to some degree doing a lot of similar things. And so that might be your way of standing out and kind of letting people know that this is where I want to focus on their own self-awareness and what they're bringing to all of their different roles, and how they can prioritize the most important ones and maybe step away from some of the non-important ones that they continue to focus on.
Absolutely. So I like the idea of having a quiz. I actually did a retreat with my in-laws just to kind of let me see if I can do this. So I did a retreat. It was a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness retreat. And at the end of the retreat, we took a quiz. And it was a quiz to see, just different aspects of your personality. And it was interesting to see how people were like, I thought I was more self-aware. I thought I was more open, And so they learned so many different things about their personalities. But the thing that I was not expecting to come from that quiz was they were sharing the quiz in their answers. Like, let me see yours. What did you get? Oh, I can see that. And it created a whole different conversation within the individuals in the room to learn from each other of how they see them in certain ways.
Oh, that's
So I
very interesting. And actually, that's a really cool separate niche. I mean, I don't know if this is something, it sounds like you're kind of focused on professionals, but this family dynamic thing, that is very interesting. I can imagine a lot of families out there would be, like, there's six of us, adults and parents, right? Three or four adult kids, and then mom and dad, and maybe an in-law or whatever. And they have tension, or they're constantly not in the kind of relationship that they want to be in. And to have a retreat where they are sort of forced to be together, and they know each other so well, and they have so much history that they can contribute to each other's growth and, understand why a person's that way. Like, okay, I remember 20 years ago when you were doing that thing. Now I get it. It's because that's just who you are. That's not because you
Absolutely.
were just mean to me because I'm your little sister or whatever. That's a very interesting model as well. But
You are so
Okay.
right. Because the funny thing is, I work in child welfare now and my entire career, and I facilitated many family meetings, talking about what their strengths are, what some of their challenges are, and a plan for them to be successful as a family. So you're onto something there, Chris.
I think you are onto something. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, it could be it's like wealthy, higher income families that just want to, be more cohesive and they're willing to spend some money to do that, a couple of days in an Airbnb or in a hotel or whatever. And yeah, that's very interesting. I would like to see something like that. I'm sure it exists. I think there was an episode of Modern Family where they did something like that, but still.
A few
Okay,
episodes on
cool.
TV.
Yeah. All right, excellent. Okay. And then so you don't have your website up quite yet.
No, I'm actually working on that this weekend. So it's going to be
Oh, okay.
cultivating me.
CULTIVATINGME.
MII.
MII. Okay.
Yes, because I have a product-based beauty business and it's called Naturally Me with MII. So I'm keeping the
Oh,
MII to be
nice.
consistent.
Okay. And that's .com.
No, it's .org,
.org. Okay.
cultivatingme.org.
Got it. Okay.
So I
Cool.
have the email, I have the website domain. So now I'm working on creating the rest of that, some of that this weekend.
Okay. So soon we'll be able to find you on that. Well, this has been really interesting. Lots of good stuff that you're working on. And do you have any other questions or any other things you want to talk about?
Yes, I have questions for you, Miss Chris.
Yes,
You've been
yes.
doing this for a while. So how long have you been, having your podcast and coaching?
Yeah, so I started life coaching back in 2020 during COVID. I did all the certifications and stuff and started taking on clients, but I didn't really, I was kind of, we were all isolated, right? So I was kind of just doing it on my own and it didn't really take off. So I kind of backburnered that and I was working and I had lots of other stuff going on. So it didn't really take off until earlier last year, at the beginning of last year, when I found Rachel Rogers and We Should All Be Millionaires program, and I joined that certification, and that's when I really kind of jumped back into it. So I've just been I just started this, Fulfilled After 40 over the summer, and have been working, like I said, primarily with women 40 and up, but really anybody who is interested in starting a business or has business questions or challenges, that's what I love doing. I've always done this. And so yeah, it's super fun and super interesting. And I love just getting to know people and being able to like kind of take their ideas and see if there's a little tidbit here and there that I can help that will maybe spark something else, right? So maybe nothing that I've said is 100% exactly what you're going to do, but if one thing makes you think about one other thing and then that kind of
Absolutely.
helps, then that's really what coaching is, right? It's just sort of getting people to talk, and that was actually my hardest part is to let other people talk because I'm a big talker, right? So I have to like
Yes.
remind myself to shut up. But once I start, so yeah, hearing their ideas and then just like popping in here and there is really what it's about, just getting them to open up and talk through their ideas and realize like, oh, well, I guess I didn't try that, or I guess I could do it this way, and actually maybe that does make more sense, and so it's just been such an interesting journey, and I love meeting people like you and just getting to be part of the process, whether they're brand new and maybe just have an idea but no, like nothing concrete yet, or they've been doing this for years and they're making $500,000 a year and they want to get to that next stage, then we work through like, well, these are the things that you really need to be doing now and the things you don't need to be doing anymore. The stuff that you were doing 2 years ago, you can
Exactly.
let somebody else do that. Yeah.
I love hearing what you said because one thing that you said that I am working on is not being the talker because I am very, very talkative. And I'm a fast talker, so I'm learning how to be mindful because we want to coach them and we want them to come up, our clients to come up with their ideas. We can spark something within them, like you're saying, hey, if you can come up, if you can learn something, sparking something within them to figure it out for themselves because they have it within them, I truly believe, I think then we've done our jobs. So I'm really
Definitely.
looking forward to just having the opportunity to help people. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. But then it really sparked when I did an emotional intelligence class at my job, and I fell in love with EQ. And so I'm like, I'm going to be a coach because I want to teach people how they, how to show up better, how to show up the way they want to show up, and I want to help people, when they walk into a room, they can feel confident, feel comfortable, and they belong there. So I'm just excited to see where I'm going to be in 6 months from now, actually, because I've changed a lot within the last 3 weeks just in this program, and it's only been 3 weeks. So in 2 months, I'm like, where am I going to be? Because
Yeah,
we actually
that's
have
amazing.
one 2 days a week where we can practice with each other. We get critiqued. It's a wonderful program. So I'm looking forward to how my business transforms as I go through this program.
No, that's amazing. I'm so excited for you, and it is like once you start this, like the train gets moving. I mean, it's just like you have no idea where it's going to go, and it's really exciting to be at this stage of like so much is happening and so much is changing, and it's all good. And so it's really cool.
Yes, and talking with other coaches help a lot.
Yeah, definitely get that practice in. Anytime you have an opportunity to raise your hand and be the coach or be the coachee, take it, because that's really where you're going to learn the most and where you're going to grow.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate you joining today. It's been so fun talking to you and learning about your new business, and I can't wait to see the website when it's ready and just to see, where you take it. It sounds really cool.
Yes, I'm excited. Now, I definitely will be back once I get it all up. I will be back, and you're going to be like, whoa, wow, this is going to be different from the first call.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Thank you so much, Michelle.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Well, that was another great episode. It's always fun to meet with new people and to hear where they're at in their business. And Michelle was awesome. So I can't wait to keep in contact with her and see what her business brings. If you would like to be on the show, visit fulfilledafter40.com. Click on the podcast button and you can request information about your own private, well, not exactly private, very public coaching session. Or if you would like private coaching with me directly, under the coaching link on fulfilledafter40.com, you'll see the different packages that I have available. And I would love to talk to you soon. So until next time, have a great week.